want to go to our phone lines. A guy who says he is ready to be the next mayor of Memphis, J.W. Gibson, joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Gibson. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, and joined by Brandon Artilles this morning, and appreciate him guest co-hosting as well. Wanted to jump into your campaign. I think the last time we talked, you had obviously declared, but you didn't pull, sign the petition. You have since done that. How's the campaign going?
Everything is going great. We are very excited about the energy that we're picking up from the community. As you probably are aware, last weekend we did our petition signing in the Whitehaven area at two designated locations, and we had good response. We're excited. The people of Memphis are excited about the campaign. So it's going great. Going extremely well.
Real quick, JW, this is Brandon Artilles, just kind of guest hosting today. I'm interested. You referenced Whitehaven. We talk a lot about the negativity in our city right now. But tell me about the great things going on in Whitehaven. Brag on the productivity going on in that community in particular right now.
So Whitehaven is experiencing a resurgence of businesses locating in Whitehaven. You have an economic development coordination that's happening, and you're seeing some proof of their work. So Whitehaven is excited. The people have historically have always been engaged in the political process. So you see a lot of energy around the fact that you got so many candidates running, and they're being particular. They're being attentive, and they're making sure that they understand who's doing what or who's proposing to do what. So you got a lot of good stuff happening. The housing is popping up in Whitehaven. So a lot of good stuff is happening in Whitehaven. I'm excited about Whitehaven, to be honest.
You're a business guy, and I wanted to get your reaction to some news that came out yesterday. A lot of our listeners concerned about what's happening in the downtown area with tourism and crime affecting the economical impacts of it. We learned that Hard Rock Cafe on Beale Street is closing. Now, there are some conflicting reports on why it is closing, but as a businessman who also wants to sit in the mayor's office, how do we make sure places like the Hard Rock aren't closing their doors, but keeping those doors open while also recruiting other businesses, franchises across the nation to move to the Bluff City?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit concerned as well. I don't know, because I don't have personal connections into Hard Rock as to why they have decided to close. However, I would submit to you it's concerning. It's a very prominent location in the heart of downtown. I can say this to you, however, DMC is charged with managing Beale Street. There should be some regular conversations going on with not only Hard Rock operators, however, the other entities that are on Beale Street. As a former operator of the New Daisy, I will submit to you that there's a huge gap between the communication and cooperation that should be coming out of DMC than what's happening today. So I have concerns about Beale Street. It is one of the number one tourist locations in Memphis. I will challenge DMC to step up in order to fill those voids that are on Beale Street. If you walk down Beale Street, you see vacancies. Mm-hmm. Step up your activity around trying to get those vacancies filled and have more interaction with the operators on Beale Street to try to address what their concerns are. Again, I don't know what happened with Hard Rock. I don't know if DMC has communicated with them, tried to prevent them from closing. I simply don't know. But from the outside looking in, and from my personal experience, I do think DMC needs to step up.
I don't want to name any names, but I'm assuming you might be referring to one of your competitors, Paul Young, who would be the president of the DMC, Downtown Memphis Commission.
I'm not trying to pull an individual name. I'm pulling an organization who has been given the task. Paul Young might not be there tomorrow. It is the task and responsibility of DMC to step up and be very active with those operators of the venues on Beale Street. So I'm not trying to call names out.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Wanted to get your reaction to what the county is doing. On Wednesday, they unanimously passed a resolution that would add a level of transparency and accountability to our judicial system with the new bail program that was rolled out in February. They say these judicial commissioners that are appointed by the Shelby County Commission do not have oversight, and therefore we are seeing catch and release policies or these violent offenders right back out onto the streets. See a problem there?
I do. I really do see a problem. And one of the things that I've talked about as the incoming mayor, there needs to be more collaboration between the city and the county around this judicial system. I understand clearly where the responsibility lies, and I'm not looking to step on anybody's toes there on the county side. I just think there needs to be more conversation, more collaborations attempted in order to really address the holistic approach of what we need to be talking about as a community. I appreciate what the commissioners are doing because I am concerned about the bill issue. There needs to be some toughness or some consistency offered that's going to really, really have an effect on that rotating in and out of the jail system. We need to stop that. We need to come to grips with a consistent process for how that is done. And it hasn't been happening lately. So I commend the commissioners for what they are attempting to do. I'm on board with it. I think it needs to spread in conversation.
Wanted to get your reaction. There's some recent polling that's come out and had some of the front runners. I'll name a couple. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner, Van Turner. Now, they are now on the ballot officially because before there was some debate whether they would actually be able to run or not because they lived outside of Memphis proper. They have since bought houses within the city limits. When you talk to your constituents, do they see that as a problem, that these are outsiders? Because the polling right now shows the opposite, that this isn't a problem for voters here in the city of Memphis.
Well, from those that I've talked to, there is a problem. There's a significant problem with them not living in Memphis and wanting to run Memphis. The poll that I think you're speaking of actually was done before the decision came down from Judge Jenkins. So I don't think it has anything to do with people's position on that opinion from the judge. People that I talk to every day do not appreciate the fact that they're coming in at the last minute wanting to run for city mayor and not having lived here. They have a concern with the fact that they hadn't paid taxes. They hadn't been committed to the city. So how can you get me to believe that you are going to become committed all of a sudden to the city and its needs when you hadn't lived here? So I believe personally, as well as when I talk to other individuals, that that's a huge concern. And I think throughout this campaign, you're going to continue to hear people talk about their concerns for these individuals not having lived here, but now trying to run for the top position of the city.
All right, J.W. Gibson running for Memphis mayor. Going to have to leave it there. Hey, by the way, I was driving down I-240 the other day, and your face popped up on a big billboard. So effective campaigning and a new tune for Memphis in the key of C. Real quick for the listeners, what is the key of C?
Key of C consists of commitment to the community, collaboration, and change.
All right. Where can people find out more about your new tune?
JWGibsonTheMayor.com.
All right. Always a pleasure speaking. We'll get you back on, and best of luck with the campaign.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All righty. Again, another mayoral candidate on the program. I think every day this week there has been another one. I'm telling you, everybody and their mother are running for Memphis mayor. And I got to give it to these people. Who wants this job? I mean, I love Memphis.
That's a good point.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it seems to be a thankless job. And it's, let's be honest, it's a hard job given the circumstances that this city is facing right now and the fact that the field looks pretty crowded right now. Well, we hope they're good candidates because this city needs good leadership.
Yeah. And we are going to get them all on the Mighty 990 together. We are working on getting a forum for you guys so you can take your questions directly to those candidates.